Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, Candace threw out this excellent question that made us think. And so we're going to invite you to join us and think about this question yourself. If the scale never went down, but you lost inches, would you be okay with that? It's what we're talking about today on Real WW Talk. Well, hi there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
It feels like the perfect start of a month, especially for Candace. Am I wrong in this?
This has been, look, I mean, the new year started off on a Monday being the first. And now we get a double blessing of April starting off and being the first on a Monday. This is the best year ever, I promise you. You all know you were excited about that too. I'm not the only one.
The thought literally just occurred to me. And then I thought, you know what? Candace had a craptastic year last year. And the Lord is just like shining a light for her in 2024.
Like 2022, you're going to have all this stuff. 2023, recover. 2024, yep. Let's go.
How's your week been? How'd it go?
Well, my week, it was great. Because I posted this in our Facebook group, I got into a dress that was not supposed to fit. And you don't understand, guys, like my whole adult life, I have been in plus size.
We don't understand.
You all understand, but for those who don't understand, I have been a plus size for my entire, adulthood. So I went into a store that was a quote unquote regular store, no Lane Bryant here.
Yeah.
And I saw a dress that I thought was just so cute. And just to be funny, to annoy myself, I was like, let me go try it on just so I can be annoyed with my progress. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. How you're like, I'm just a glutton for punishment.
I was going to say, are you trying to hurt yourself?
I think my therapist would probably say this was not smart of you to do. Because who goes in? I got this regular dress. I went into the dressing room. Isaiah was with me. And I put on the dress and I zipped it up and it fit. And when I tell you I had a moment wait a second. And I called every single person who worked there. And I was like, I just wanted to say, do you see that this is fitting? You don't see any gaps. Like all of this looks good. And they told me it looked good. And they said I had to buy it. Wasn't in my budget. Wasn't a thing. I posted it so that somebody would tell me, no, girl, don't buy that. And got overwhelming response.
Now, you know good and well. And nobody could tell you not to buy that dress. It looks so good on.
In that moment, I really wanted someone to tell me not to do it. Because I was so surprised. Because, I know I've been working hard and it's great to see the results, but to see it in clothes is something that's still so new to me. And so it was a really, really exciting time because it had really nothing to do with the scale. It was all a non-scale victory. And it gave me motivation to say that it's not always about the number. It's not about that.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because we were having a discussion on the Real WW Talk Facebook group with a couple of people who had some questions, and it was kind of just reminding us that there are three different measurements, and the scale is the measurement we have the most easy access to. And it's also the most volatile of the things, right? Because we can look at that, but that number can fluctuates daily. Mm-hmm. But if we're going by measurements and we're going by feel, well, those and internal measurements. So when we're getting blood work done, that's actually the most true representation of the progress that we're doing. And so you got to see the measurements portion of this.
It's just not been something I haven't had the ability to focus on that as much, because like you said, weight is so much a part of our process. It's something that we look at weekly. It's something that's ingrained into the Weight Watchers program. You get bravos and rewards for weight. So having to shift your mindset to say, this is equally as important, lower blood pressure, increased endurance, lower, you know, reduction in inches, all of those things matter. So I've been on this big kick to remind people to take their measurements if they can, you know, because it's really great reinforcement for when the scale doesn't do what you think it should be doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Candace, I'm so excited for you. Do you know where you're going to wear your dress?
Everywhere. I have like no reason
going.
No. I should have worn it today. I was going to be like going to the bank, like, you know, taking Isaiah to the playground. Hey guys.
Why not?
What are you doing?
You know, going to the bank is a dress up occasion for you.
Yes. I feel like at the playground, I could kick out by the mom. So who are you trying to kid? What are you doing? But I, like I said, I am looking forward to getting a lot of use out of it this summer. So,
Yay.
How about you guys? How was your week?
Reiki?
So my week was good. I enjoyed spring break last week, and it was just, it was nice to recharge. It was a staycation, definitely, but I got to meet up with some friends, have lunch in the middle of the day, like, you know, just enjoy those times where the rest of the world's moving and doing regular things. It was nice to just have a little break. I did do something a little out of character. My friend was going to the spa, and she invited me, and it was not just any spa. It was like a Korean style spa where you go in. There's a pool in the bathroom, and some women choose to go in that pool without clothing. That was not my choice, personally. I barely like to wear no shoes when I'm at a pool. I'm like, I don't know. So I chose not to do that part. But they had different spa rooms, and they had the, you know, different healing properties for the different rooms. I did a couple of those, I'm not necessarily into all of that, but I was like, let me try a couple of saunas. But the thing that I did that was really outside of the box is that I went upstairs to the pool in my bathing suit, no cover up, and I had to walk up the steps in my bathing suit. They didn't have like a big towel. So I was walking around in my bathing suit I wasn't hiding. I wasn't like covering up. I didn't have, because you can't really wear any other clothes. Like, they're strict about what you wear. So I couldn't cover up. Nobody laughed at me. Nobody pointed. Nobody, you know, just told me I looked terrible. I think because of the whole feeling of the place is, you know, body confidence, positivity, like nobody was judgmental, even to the people walking around the locker room who were going to the pool. There are people of all shapes and sizes, and that was true for the indoor pool and for the outdoor pool I went to. And I hadn't been in a pool without, like, honestly, like a whole layer of clothing went over a bathing suit in a long time. I used to work with kids, so that's why we had to wear like a t-shirt and shorts over it. But I was comfortable then, you know, because I was covered up. And the choice to say, I'm going to just not be ashamed of myself. I may not be at my goal weight, but I deserve to go in the pool and swim. And it was a heated pool. It was so relaxing. It had like massaging jets that were on my back. And I was like, you know, this is something I would have missed out on if I had, mm-hmm. you know, decided to just sit on the sidelines. I'm not good enough to walk around in a bathing suit. And I didn't do that to myself. I let myself be a part of the experience.
Wonderful.
That's like triple Bravo stars. Like the fact that you got over, you know, something that I know you have told us is a fear about the judgment of others and what people are thinking, and were able to allow yourself to have a wonderful time and a new experience. That's just such mental growth. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
That's, and Ricky, I think you said something also that was something that was really important, is I would have missed out on this.
Yeah.
If I had, if you had believed the lies that you were telling yourself, you would have missed out on a beautiful truth of something that you had fun doing. And I love that for you.
Yeah. Wins all around. Erin, now, I mean, no pressure, Erin, but you got to like something big. Cause like Ricky's like getting over body fears, and you know, I'm wearing dresses to the playground. What do you got for
Jiminy Cricket? well, let's see. I don't know that I've got anything that
I have some vegetables this week.
I have vegetables. well, I did. I had a lot of vegetables this week. So that's a problem.
Okay.
So I had my pre-op visit, with my doctor, and, it was a good visit to see her. And she told me, she's like, you look really good. Like your skin just looks really radiant. And I was like, it's called Bare Minerals. And I might have overcompensated with bronzer. And she was like, no, don't try and funny your way out of this. Like, no, you look really good. You look really healthy. And I said, well, so I'm like, yeah, but I said, gosh, I'm like X amount over my weight. She goes, I'm going to stop you right now. Remember that my definition of health for you is not the number on the scale. It's how you're feeling and how you're looking and the improvements we're making in your blood work. She said, and we're seeing improvements in your blood work. You've just told me that you feel really good. It's the best that you've felt in a while. And that's our marker for health. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
I love that doctor. That's one.
Incredible.
She's amazing. I love her. I love her.
It's so true. Yeah. It is about the blood work and the things that are internal that matter.
Well, go ahead, Ricky.
I was going to say that I love that she noticed, because you've even said before that you try to use humor at different times to kind of cover things up. Mm-hmm. And she saw that. And she's a newer doctor too, right?
No, I've had her for a while. Okay. She's my last remaining doctor, because everybody else has abandoned me. They've either chosen themselves and retired. How dare they?
I know.
Yeah, they've all retired.
I just love that she noticed that in you and said, take this compliment. You couldn't get out of getting a compliment. Like you were trying to give the excuse to the makeup, when really she's giving you that compliment and it's based in truth. She's not just, it's not her job to lie to you.
That's it. And you're right, Ricky. It isn't her job to lie to me. Because if she did lie to me, then that would be really, really bad. Yeah. I do still think it's a little bit of the Bare Minerals complexion rescue, and I receive that. I mean, I've also been working really hard the past month. Like I've told you guys, I have been I've been tracking all of my nutrients in addition to what I've been doing in the Weight Watchers app. So really focusing on the water and all of the fruits and the vegetables. I'm looking at, basically, when I'm looking at my meals, I'm looking at 2 cups minimum of vegetables, 4 to 5 ounces of protein, and then 3 ounces of a starch, rice, quinoa. That's kind of been the makeup of my plate. But the first thing that I've considered has been the vegetable and the fruit sources, and really increasing that as well as my protein. Because the vegetable and the fruit equal fiber as well. So it's, you know, it all works together, but that's been a big focus. I did tell her that I was a little disappointed because the scale hasn't moved the way that I feel like it should have, giving, you know, all of the tracking. However, I'm wanting to see, you know, 2-3 pounds a week, which is not rational. And so I just did a little quick math. I have lost in the past month, I've lost 3.4 pounds, which some people, I can see this happen in our group, who go, that's terrible. That's not good enough. I'm working really hard and not getting enough. I have hypothyroidism. I've got endocrine issues. That equates to 0.85 pounds, like 0.8 each week that I've lost. And that's good. 0.5 to 2 pounds is considered a healthy range of weight loss, right? I'm hitting all of my step goals with our step bet. I'm really good and focused right now. And that's good. It makes me think of the old Weight Watchers lesson. I mean, this is eons ago, but it was 0.2, 0.4, 0.6, 0.8. Why don't we appreciate? I like Do you remember that? That was like, that was such an eye-opening thing for me, because like, these are the little, the point to the, they all add up, but we don't appreciate them. We're always gunning for the ones and the twos. And I think what 0.8 is the weight of a coffee cup, mm-hmm. and 0.4 is the weight of an apple. And so you start to like add those things up in your brain, and they really do, they matter. So that was my good news. I had a good meeting with my doctor, still plugging forward, doing really good stuff for myself. We recently celebrated Easter, and then I didn't overeat at Easter. I stayed focused on that, and that felt great. So, good stuff.
I feel like that's more than great stuff, because like you said, with the things that you are currently facing that can cause your weight to stall, to your weight to go up, for you to continue to be diligent and to continue to be consistent and to focus on those nutrient dense foods and making sure that that's a part of your diet. Like I said, that whether it's 3 pounds that you lost, or even if you lost two or one, you're still doing amazing things for your body. But I can understand what you were saying. That's hard for me too, especially for me, if I'm getting myself into thinking of like a weight goal that I really didn't need to make, but I'm doing like, oh, I'm going to lose 8 to 10 pounds this month. Who said that? Like, where did that come from? You know, like it minimizes the effort of what you did to cause that 3 pounds to get off of your body. Cause it could have been that you gained it, but you were able to take it and not let it deter you. So I love that. I think we all have won.
Yeah. And you know what? And meanwhile too, like Candace, to your point of going in and trying a whole new outfit on and using that as a measurement, I was like, oh gosh, I really don't have a whole, I haven't really since COVID, I really haven't shopped for any clothing. Mm-hmm. And I pulled, I miss the Limited. I miss New York and company. You know what I mean? Like, and I haven't thrown away any pants, because I'm like, I can't. As a tall woman trying to find pants, good luck. And now my pants have come back in style, the boot cuts. So I pulled a pair of pants out that are 14 longs, thinking, I don't think these suckers are going to work. Y'all, they worked.
That's incredible. They worked.
One was just, in my opinion, a smidgy too tight. So I put that on the back burner. That's like another, you know, maybe another month or so. Mm-hmm. But so keeping in mind with like I'm not seeing a whole lot of progress on the scale, mm-hmm. but my body composition is showing progress.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
There.
And why and how can we get ourselves to that place where that is just as important as the number that is reflected on the scale? Because that is really what we all want. When we're talking, I'll speak for myself. I want to be able to fit into clothes that I couldn't fit into before.
Yes.
If that meant that my weight stayed the same, but all I did was lose inches, like, I wonder if I would be okay with that. Like, you know, if they said, you're not going to lose any more weight.
That's a great question.
I think that is such a good question, because I think that just goes to show that things like, I know we've talked about strength training and how important that is. You can be the same weight, but lose inches. You can be the same weight and see a difference in the way your body looks. You can, you know, stay at the same weight and look more toned and look like you've lost weight. And that just shows there's those other measures are so important other than the scale.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I wonder, because, you know, doctors, if their focus is only on the number, because I do have some practitioners who they see the BMI and they see this and they have their assumptions about that. But I think it was on TikTok, one of the social medias, where someone showed they were 190 pounds and they showed pictures of them at this weight. And to your point, Ricky, mm-hmm. in one, they were toned because they started lifting. And in the other, they had not been. And you would have thought that they were maybe 20 pounds heavier, wow. but the weight was the same. Mm-hmm. And I think that our obsession, you know, with the numbers, even with our medical team, it can deter you from doing the things you're talking about from strength training. Cause you're like, I don't want there to be stalling. I need to see that number go down. But really we're talking about wanting the body composition. Like, and if I answer my own question, I would struggle if someone said, you have to stay the weight you are, but you'll lose inches. Will you do it? I'd be like, eh.
Mm. Mm. Candace, I'm actually wrestling through that in my head yeah. right now, because yeah. I just remember being made fun of as a kid for the number on the scale.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't matter that I was like twice as big as kids my age, because I was so much. I mean, I was 6 feet tall by the time I was like 14. Right. Mm-hmm. There's going to be weight that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. But because it wasn't the same number as my little petite friends, that messed me up. And so mm-hmm. I still have that piece of my brain that is like attached to that. And yet I have seen over this past month, I had to remind myself several times, I'm not getting the weigh-in I feel I deserve the week that I deserve it. However, I know that I am doing everything right. And I think that's the beauty of tracking. Is you're seeing everything that's going in. It means your accountability to what's going in. And if at the end of that week, can you say, I gave it everything I got? Or would you go, well, this number is a possibility because I snuck some food here and there and I didn't track it. Mm-hmm. And I've been going for radical accountability mm-hmm. because I need what I feel is a radical change in my health that I've been working with my doctor on to make sure that those blood work numbers are good. And so once I get to July and have that next official meeting with her, I want to be able to say, yes, I did everything there. I didn't cheat. I didn't try and, you know, work the numbers, because I'm not working numbers. I'm working me.
Yeah.
I'm cheating me. Yeah. So what do I want at the end of this? And I more than anything want to see healthy numbers. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. Cause that's an indication. My cholesterol levels, all of those things, that's the indication of my life, mm-hmm. my life, how long I'm going to live, mm-hmm. what's possible for me, as opposed to just the number on the scale. It's some kind of a weird pressure. I don't feel desperate, but I also feel a desperation of being accountable in mm-hmm. that way, if that made sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that when you are confronted with health things that make you have to focus on, because you know my story, we know my story, and we know what you've talked about, and Ricky, even you've shared some things. When it's mm-hmm. when it gets to that point where it's not just vanity, I just mm-hmm. want to. This is like, I have to strength train because I'm on a drug that could play with my bone density, and I'm getting older, and this is serious. Mm-hmm. So if the scale stalls, which is just one measure. Oh, freaking well, I'm going to have to figure this out, because what matters is my overall health and all these other numbers, right, that we take into account. So I just really think that that's major, that you're focusing on that now, whether it be because circumstance has made all of us. But I think that having that reminder in the back of your head is so important, because it's hard when weight has just been the focus for yeah. so long for all of us here. It's just been on the one number. And making that shift takes time.
It takes time.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
How often do you guys get blood work done? Do you only get it done when the doctor says to do it? Or is that something, I'm just thinking like a full, like just doing a full metabolic panel or something like that mm-hmm. so that you have those things that you can compare to?
I know I have it done mainly when I have my annual. It's funny because I saw my doctor this week and she ordered a few different things. But that's the importance of having a doctor that you do have that relationship with where you feel like they believe you and they trust you. I told her a concern I had. She's like, well, let's try this. And she was telling me why. Like she was going through like, oh, these are the typical ones that we're going to go through for blood tests. But let's try these. Let's look at this vitamin. Let's look at this and telling me why. And I feel like all of those things are incredibly important. You don't want just someone who's just going to say, okay, these are the standard ones. We do it every annual. So I typically really only have them done when I have a concern or when there's, you know, it's my annual. But I think if you have a provider who really listens to you, you could have it done more often and get really great feedback.
Mm-hmm. Ricky, I just love hearing you say that you have an annual doctor's visit. Like you mm-hmm. make that a priority
yeah.
for yourself to do annually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many people don't, and it's so key. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I've had to have those numbers looked at, you know, on a pretty consistent basis, but I will also advocate for myself if I feel like it hasn't been run mm-hmm. In some time and say, hey, whether or not insurance is paying for it or not, I feel like this is important. And I understand that could be a privileged response. For some people, it could be a financial reason why they can't have blood work done all the time because the healthcare system is crazy with what's covered and what's not. But yes. To your point, Erin, it's key to be able to see those numbers because that's the outward stuff, that's the inward stuff that you can't see that right. is affecting how your body is operating and how you're doing that you wouldn't know just from looking at someone necessarily mm-hmm. if you're doing well or if it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That really got me thinking, especially because I just had another panel that was run just to see if I'm anemic. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing for me because of my issues, how fast that number can change. And how on it I need to be. And like, okay, well, let's see what foods have iron in them. And some things get paired together. Like I'm telling y'all, I'm full on crazy, like nutrition pairing stuff over here
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Food is medicine and trying to, you know, really pay attention.
Yeah. I think you will not regret it. Like no. I don't think that you're going to come to the end of it and say, gosh, I really wish I had not had that spinach. Because my iron was, I really wish I hadn't done it. It's always a good thing. So,
well, you know, Candace, I think so. One, to your point about that, like you're never going to regret eating the vegetables. You're never going to regret eating the fruit, right? Whenever we sit down and we talk about, oh, I need help with snacking. I've got problems with this in the evening. It's never around us eating. Oh, I got a problem eating too many baby carrots in the evening, right?
That darn mango did it again.
That mango got me. Where did that mango got me? That's never the problem. Yeah. And I've found that the more that I've increased the fruits and the more that I've increased the vegetables and I've increased the protein, I don't have the 3 p.m. snackies. Mm. I don't have the late night snackies because I'm satisfied. And I've realized, and we've talked before about having life-giving foods and life-giving thoughts, mm-hmm. life-giving foods, all the things that kind of come out of the earth, they're naturally hydrating. Mm-hmm. And so when you've got water that you're taking in from hydration and then what's within, you know, quote unquote, natural foods, I find that I don't want I don't need the other snacky things because I'm getting what I need out of, you know, out of what I'm currently eating. It's really fascinating to me. Like food noise volume, like that's really simmered down. Mm-hmm. All of that.
I found the same, Erin, when I made a commitment at the beginning of this year to really drastically reduce my eating out and cooking more at home. So naturally that just has increased the quality of the food that mm-hmm. I am digesting. And like you, I feel like the food noise that people talk about, I don't have a lot of those temptations that I had before. Now, obviously I still will eat things and be happy with it, but how I felt maybe towards the end of last year, it was really difficult for me to say no to the cookie or to do this or to do that. I haven't really had that. And I think it's because my body, I don't know if my blood sugar is more regulated or I just, the quality of the food has changed my relationship with it, and not eating out has quieted down that sugar, salt, butter, whatever they're putting into it that makes you crave it. Mm-hmm. I've been really fascinated by that as well. So I understand when people talk about food noise, what that means, because I know what it feels like right now for it not to be as loud.
Exactly. I think
it's still been a challenge for me. It's definitely louder for me. And I think some of it, not all of it, but I think some of it has to do with the culture around food and the culture around, dining out. You know, if you're with other people and, you know, maybe you're not first order, or maybe there's something sitting on the table. It's a lot easier to say no to chips if you don't have them in your house. But if you're not at your house and they're sitting in front of you and you're at a mealtime where you're already hungry, like the choices are so much harder. Of course, you're going to hear like every single voice in your head saying, you know, eat the chips. Oh, maybe mm-hmm. you can have just one, or maybe two is okay. Oh, well, let's get some queso to go, you know, like, oh, the table wants queso, so don't be the, you know, there's so many things that can happen in that social, when it's a social aspect too, in addition to, you know, just the standard food noise that you already might be having.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big difference. And not eating out with people certainly takes care of that.
It's incredibly easy. Yeah. I mean, not easy all the time, but it's
help me and I social now.
Right.
Ricky's point. I mean, so much of our culture is about socializing. And if you like to be social and you want to be able to connect with people, I mean, yes, we know we could say, Erin, Ricky, you want to go for a walk? Like, why don't we go for a walk to connect? And sometimes we may, but it's still more the norm that people gather and socialize around food. So right. to break that off, you know, I can be,
it's tough. Hard.
It's really mm-hmm. hard. You know, you can use money. Money may be the reason that some people can't, but if you have the means and you have the time and you want to connect, I think it's something that you have to find a way to give yourself a little bit of space and make it maybe not an all the time thing. Like I'm going to still do it, but I can't make every single interaction with people be centered around food. I just can't do it. Yeah. That's really changed for me. I'm like, I literally cannot. I can do it maybe once or twice, but for me to hit the goals that are important to me and to maintain those levels, because I have doctor's appointments now every 6 months that I have, and I'm being monitored. I choose now to do it maybe once or twice, and then to get active with friends in other ways. Mm-hmm. Not easy, but just a choice that I'm making. Yeah.
And being vocal about that choice too is another thing that can feel scary with it, or mm-hmm. like, or if you feel like you're kind of being the, you know, you're being the
downer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 And especially when it's paired with weight loss, I'm finding that too. It's kind of like, oh, okay. Well, Candace is going to have her salad now, you know, cause she loves, you're like, don't do that. Don't do mm-hmm. that. You know, and if I am, maybe celebrate it, because mm-hmm. come on, you know what I've been through. Like, let me have my health, and let me also find a way to be able to be out with you and to do it in a way that works for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I feel like out of anybody, you've got the best excuse, quote unquote, if you want, or like, well, let me, when you get breast cancer, you let me know how that changes your food options, but I'll keep doing this.
Go back to 2022 and you let me know why you feel I have to have that. Thanks.
Right.
You know, I'll do it. I will throw it out so quick. I throw it out already to people. They're like, what is it? I'm like, you know, I had breast cancer. They're like, what does that have to do with pumping your gas? I just wanted to let you know. Right. So I'm a survivor. Okay.
So, you share it with everybody.
I really do. And people are like, I didn't know what that has to do with it, but congratulations. Here's $5 off your coffee. Like, I don't know. So
amazing. Okay. Well, this has been a really great chat. I love this.
Yeah.
I love it. I do want to just give a couple like high fives to some folks in our Real WW Talk Facebook group. You know, we talked about doing the sweaty selfies, and Darren, Jason, Tracy, Olivia, and Jerry are just a handful of the folks who have all posted their sweaty selfies. And I absolutely love seeing that. Congratulations to Sue. She said, since I started WW again in February, I have passed on a piece of Oreo Blizzard cake and a nothing bundt cake. Worth it though, because I am only 2 pounds away from my first goal of 15 pounds.
Yay, way to go.
That's amazing, Sue. That is so good. And then Gizzy on YouTube, she said, thank you for your willingness to keep it real. I so love listening, laughing, and learning with all of you. For accountability, I commit to facing my feelings about driving. I will drive one of our cars for at least 10 minutes each week in our community, and I'll be back to report, I promise. We had talked about some things, habits that we needed to break, things we wanted to try, and I love that she's doing that. That's so great.
And you know who else I wanted to, because I was looking, Connect. There's also, we have a lot of people in Connect, which is who are shouting us out and who did sweaty selfies. And why Jilin?
Okay.
He posted a sweaty selfie. She said, I'm in the early days of recovering from an intense energy robbing week. And I'm especially proud that I rode my stationary bike for 59 minutes Woo! At a speed of 16 to 17 miles per hour.
Woo!
And I had sweat running down.
Yes, she should have.
And she did her selfie. You go, girl. We're proud of you.
Yes, very good.
Yes, ma'am. Also, just want to give a huge thank you to Karen, who joined as one of our subscribers. And Lisa, Serena, Yua, and Sharon are all recent subscribers. So thank you so much for helping to power Real WW Talk. We're so grateful. And then, listen, we just want to give you a heads up on something. Facebook is making some changes to Facebook groups. This is not us. This is Facebook. And bottom line is, we can no longer broadcast Real WW Talk into the Facebook group, which is so stupid. So just a heads up that I think April 20th might be the cutoff date of when they're going to make that change. So we'll keep broadcasting into the group until that point. But after that, you'll be able to still find us on YouTube. And then of course we've got the podcast. So you can either choose to watch us, or listen to us. Those will be your choices, but you'll find us on YouTube and you'll find us, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, anywhere that you want to. So I think that's everything. Did I forget anything, y'all?
No.
We got it. Good. Okay. Well, we wish you a really great week. Thanks for hanging out with us and just keeping it real, keeping it on the journey. We're so grateful, and we hope you have a great week.
Bye. Bye.